another brand new edition of T Watches a Scary Movie. My name is T, and of course, we are talking scary movies. I appreciate you tuning in. Remember, new episodes of the show always go up every Wednesday night at 8:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. But as I release multiple reviews throughout the week, the best way to stay on top of everything that I'm putting out on my horror channel is to get subscribed to my Linktree. And you can do that by going to linktr.ee/tscarymovie. If you hit that subscribe button there, you'll be able to get access to my YouTube page for the video versions of the show. Though hit subscribe there if you're watching this through it, to all your favorite podcasting platforms for the audio only versions of the show, to my Letterboxd page for my written reviews and my movie rankings throughout the year, and to my TikTok page for my short horror videos, which includes me going to opening night screenings, to early premieres, horror news, and more. Hit subscribe to stay up to date on all the great horror content I have coming out for y'all, because we have so many good reviews coming up here as we head into the summer. And you can actually go check out my full interview with Heather Wixon, which is now dropped. Check it out, y'all. We had parts one, parts two, and I'll get part three out sometime next week. But the full interview is out and ready for you to take a look at. 90 minutes of 80s horror goodness with one of the best people in horror today. You're not going to want to miss it. Go check that one out. But what are we talking about tonight? Tonight in movie reviews, we are discussing Abigail. That is right, the new vampire ballerina movie coming from the Radio Silence team, starring Melissa Barrera. And if you haven't seen the trailer for this one yet, a group of criminals kidnap a little girl in order to collect a ransom from her wealthy father, only to find out that the little girl is actually a vampire and that all of their lives are in danger. Now, I don't know how you might have missed this trailer over the last few months, because it's been one of the few that I think has captivated people for quite a while at this point. And coming off the success of the Scream movies for both Radio Silence and Melissa Barrera, we had a really good cast in this one, a really nice ensemble cast. I think it's kind of hard to go by and not know that Abigail was a thing. Kind of seemed like it's going to end up being like this year's Megan. In the case of it's something that's very, very viral that sticks out in people's mind, take a vampire ballerina, that's obviously going to leave an impression on a lot of people. And I mentioned an ensemble cast, and that's kind of where I want to start here, because Abigail has one of the better ensemble casts I've seen in a horror film in a while. Now, granted, some people have bigger roles than others, but the core pairing of Melissa Barrera, Dan Stevens, Catherine Newton, and Kevin Durant was absolutely perfect. Melissa Barrera, without question, should have more leading roles under her. She's proven it in work of like the last two Scream movies. She's proven it in this as well. Guys, 100%, let's get behind Melissa Barrera. Let's keep giving her horror franchises, because she absolutely understands the assignment. She can lead with so much power in any role that she's doing. You know, her character of Joey in this very clearly is somebody who's meticulous, somebody who's going to be aware of everything that's going on in the situation, but she also has a lot of compassion. And I love the fact that they show that Joey can be very, very concerned with what's going on in her surroundings and what might be happening to herself and like her fellow and the rest of the members that are on her team. But at the same time as well, she can be like cold and like meticulous as well too. And I love that, because at any point you absolutely believe that her character of Joey could kill anybody, like that they could absolutely kill somebody and they wouldn't blink an eye over it at all. Love that. Catherine Newton, who we've seen already in this year's Lisa Frankenstein, you've gotten to see her in Freaky, Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania. She is very, very much the right face for horror, folks. This woman has, like, I don't know what it is about her, but I feel that every role that we've seen her do so far has been so drastically different from the last, because her Sammy character in this is so different from Lisa and Lisa Frankenstein, or Ryan, I can't remember her character's name in Freaky, and you have to forgive me because I know most of the time she's actually playing Vince Vaughn's like serial killer character instead. But these characters are like so different from each other. And playing in so many horror films in such a short amount of time, you would think there'd be a little bit of overlap and a lot of similarities between them, but none of these characters are similar to each other in the least. And I love that because it shows that she's definitely got longevity for coming in at such a young age to the horror world and already like lighting it ablaze here. She's hilarious in this film. I mean, the movie as a whole is absolutely freaking funny, but she is so good in it. And I'm so excited to see what else the horror world has in store for her as well, too. Kevin Durant has been one of the best ancillary players over the last 20 years. You know, I saw him in an episode of Dead Like Me, like forever ago, and he's been popping up in so many things since then, and this might be the funniest that he's ever been. He had me like laughing the entire damn movie. Was not expecting that. And then of course Dan Stevens, we've seen him in so much, most recently Godzilla v Kong the New Kingdom, where he did a fantastic job in that. He's always playing so many different roles, and this one is so different as well too, because his character of Frank is this guy who's clearly has to be in charge of absolutely everything, and there's this viciousness right underneath the surface, even though he has to work with the rest of this crew in order to survive the night. So the cast is phenomenal. There's some amazing kills in this and a lot of blood. Like, don't let the comedic aspects of like the trailer or what I'm saying now like fool you. There's a lot of blood in this movie, and I love what they've taken with a lot of the vampire lore and not necessarily turned it on its head, but kind of cranked it up to 10 at that point, because you've seen it in the trailer. It's where they talk about, you know, how do they kill a vampire? And when we see what they go throughout in this movie to try to stop Abigail from killing all of them, it's honestly taking everything you know about vampire movies and it's just turning the knob to max at that point. And I love it because honestly, why focus so much on the strict rules? Like, that's not really what this movie is honestly about. These people are in the wrong place at the wrong time. They've made the biggest mistake they possibly can. So let's just take that and have fun with it. And Abigail does that splendidly. Now, as for our villain in this, the actual, you know, the title character, Abigail, who's played by Alicia Weir, she's obviously the draw of this film. She does a great job as our villain. She's able to easily stand up against like the rest of her older cast members. She looks like as young as she is that she's been doing it for a while at this point. She very much is able to carry her own, and the gimmick honestly really does work, because while you might think that, well, the trailer gives it all away, it's not a bad thing. That's not a bad thing at all, because you kind of know what to expect and you're going to get more and more and more of that, especially as we dive into the backstory of Abigail's character and why she is the way she is, her motivations for everything that's going on. It definitely makes the character more interesting. So it works out. It really, really does work out. I don't believe the character ever got annoying or, you know, irritating or anything like that, honestly. I think that Abigail made a great foil for this cast of characters throughout this film. Where the movie falters, though, is the third act. I had big issues with the way everything was wrapped up, just because the movie honestly is incredibly straightforward. Like, what you see in the trailer is basically what the stakes are. Like, there's a little bit more information that gets peppered in, of course, but I do feel that if you've seen like a couple of the trailers, you know exactly what's at stake at this point. And that's not a problem, because again, you walk in knowing what to expect. But I think what the issue is that that's just all it is. I don't need a twist or anything like that, but it just felt like we never properly moved into like another level as we were getting towards the conclusion. Like, things just kind of played out the way that you could very easily predict that it was going to happen. And I'm not saying that was bad, but it was very much underwhelming by the time that we hit the conclusion of this story. And based on the way that a couple of the characters, Abigail specifically, have been acting throughout the film, I get what we're going for with the way that the film ends up wrapping up and the resolution that ends up having to come between a number of these characters, but I just don't feel that it really made all that much sense, because we're shown that a key scene earlier on between Abigail and Joey was a load of bullshit. Like, we learned that very, very, like, I don't know if it's quickly is the right word, but we very much find out that a key scene between those two earlier in the film was bullshit. And because of that, it kind of makes the ending seem just a little bit silly. Like, a little bit like, well, wait a minute, like, why is that now happening? Because if that was bullshit, then there's no reason for this at all. And unfortunately, it kind of took away from the enjoyment of the rest of the film, because had the ending not gone the way that it did, it would actually very much fall in line with everything that had been set up throughout the film. And it's kind of like at the end, like, somebody said, you know what, I don't like that ending, like, let's just change this up and do this instead. And it just doesn't work for me, honestly. And that's what stops the film from reaching the true heights that it really should. It's still a fun ride, y'all. This is one I'm absolutely gonna buy physically the moment that it comes out. I'm gonna be revisiting this one a lot. Like, I really, really did enjoy Abigail, but it's that third act that I feel just collapses under everything that came before it. Doesn't get the full bite that it really should have. But what do I know? Go and see Abigail yourself. Let me know what you think of it in the comment section. I'm eager and excited to hear what y'all thought of this here. Support it. It's in theaters now. Let's show Melissa Barrera that love. But folks, that's going to do it for me tonight here. Make sure to hit that subscribe button. And if you like this review, make sure to hit like as well. My name is T. We've been talking scary movies. Stay scared.
Boy here is a big fan of Fangoria. So if you want to check out the world's best horror magazine that's out there, get a chance to get yourself your own subscription, which I just got my first one back in 2022, and I don't regret it for a second. But if you want your own Fangoria subscription, or you like the Fangoria merchandise, then head over to the Fangoria shop and use my link if you wanna save yourself some money, folks. That's an easy one to remember. Just go to shop.fangoria.com/AXDEW. Again, that's shop.fangoria.com/AXDEW, or use my specific code AXDEW at checkout. You can save 20% off your entire order, and that implies two subscription and one-time orders as well. You don't want to miss out, folks, because with the magnitude of horror movies we've had released in the last few years, and with what we have on the horizon, Fangoria is going to be your number one source for all that great, juicy, bloody information in the world of horror. So again, head to shop.fangoria.com. Hey there, folks. Thanks for tuning in to T Watch This Scary Movie. I appreciate you checking out another review or movie news, whether we're talking movies, TV shows, books, or games, whatever. It's all scary. Remember, you can check out new episodes every Wednesday night at 8:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time on the YouTube page video. That's youtube.com/C/TheronReynoldsScaryMovie. Again, youtube.com/C/TheronReynoldsScaryMovie. And you can check out the audio version on all your favorite podcasting platforms. Just search T Watch the Scary Movie or TWAZA. Don't forget, my name is T. We've been talking scary movies. Stay scared.